blessed be the name of the Lord. Just laid his head down on that old iron and went to sleep. I got Jesus. That's how you live. That's the name of Jesus. That's the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. Evidence. I got evidence. I got evidence. I love my brother.
There you go.
I got proof that I've been born again.
There you go.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Satisfy your mind, brother. Heart, more than your heart.
My heart's love. Thank you. I got more love than any man should have. I love the Lord. I love my neighbors. I love my friends. I want to go to heaven. I want all to go to heaven.
Yeah, baby.
Glory, glory, glory. Bless his name. Hi, boy. I've been paid. What a payday.
What a payday. Thank the Lord. Everybody.
Jesus is the way to my Father's house where there's joy.
Joy, oh, joy, joy.
We figure on vacations. We want the best place. But I got a vacation. Coming. Where the sun. I'll always be perfect. My house will always be clean. I'll always have plenty of food. That's the name of Jesus. I'll have Jesus. Bless him. And eternity. That's the name of Jesus.
That's right.
I won't worry about not having enough days to do what I want to do. I'm going to be a shining in the streets of glory forever and ever and ever. I'll be with my King.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Bless the name of Jesus.
They don't rule the regulations.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Don't quench the spirit, though. Don't quench the spirit.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Follow your heart, Brother John. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Brother John. Go ahead. Follow your heart, Brother John. We don't care. Thank you, Lord.
Just sing a song and let's go home.
No, we're the toast. There's more in storehouse, brother.
Plentiful.
Plentiful. He never runs dry.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's home.
Lord, help you. Boy, you got to follow that, brother Toby.
Yeah, that's hard to do. That's hard to do.
We'll pray for you.
Bless me so much. I know that. I can feel that. Bless the name of Jesus.
Sick for a country to reach out, ever been before, no sad goodbye will I be spoken. For time will not tell anymore. Reunion I'm longing for you. And so stand where my home will be eternal. Beulah, sweet Beulah, I wonder when I'll take my journey. I now see the alien inside. It lies across the rolling Jordan. Bueller, I'm longing for you, and someday on the stand there my home will be eternal. Beulah, sweet Beulah. I'm thankful that God has lengthened out the brittle threads of my life and blessed me to be able to come to be with my brothers and sisters in the Lordhood at the Little Jewel Church. I've had you on my mind for a long time, and seemed like it things just didn't work out that I could come this way. But like you, Brother Greg said, when you all was down at the Mount Olivet Church a couple of weeks ago, that there was just something said, Toby, you need to go.
Lord, helping God.
Brother Doc, I'm glad to be here with you today. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, we're all glad.
It's been a good day that we've already...
Yes, it has.
We've heard from heaven, Brother Fred, I believe. I'm like Brother Virgil. I don't stand long, so y'all, I won't wear you out. You don't have to worry about that. There'd be time for Brother Terry and Brother Junior after I'm through. But I love the Lord today more than I love life itself. When I was just a young boy, I'd already been halfway around the world and back, and
Lord bless my
done all the things that I needed to do, I suppose, or I thought I did. And but there was something that was missing in my life. I grew up in a good Christian home, and Mom and Dad made us go to church every Sunday, but that didn't make me a Christian. But they brought me up in the admonition of the Lord, the way that I should go when I grew old. But I just didn't know what to do. Didn't have. There was just something void in my life. Now I'm just talking right now, and I want you to look above my head and look to God, where all good and all perfect gifts come from. But I like to be able, as one of the brothers said something about blowing a trumpet a while ago. The Bible says to blow the trumpet in Zion to sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Now that's not, I don't believe that's one of these here that you blow. But I believe that's preaching the gospel, sending, letting the word go out. But I begin to cry and to... Brother Junior, I lived closest to the Lord when I was trying to get right with the Lord than I have in my whole life.
Lord, helping God, please.
But one Sunday afternoon, salvation came to my house.
Thank you, Lord.
People said, well, I can't remember when it came. Boys, I was right there. I was wide awake, and I believe that I feel... that God turned me around right there. Lifted the burden of sin off of my shoulders, and I believe that he put me on a run for heaven. Brother Fred, been in this race for a little while. But when this life is over, those that get in at the 11th hour are going to get paid the same.
Same penny. Same
Brother
penny.
Junior.
Yeah, Lord help me, God.
Yeah, friends, today I signed on for a penny, you signed on for a penny, and that's all we're going to get. I'm not looking for no great reward. I'm looking today to be able to fill my God. Come, just pour out his Holy Spirit all over me, Brother Doc. I've known you for a long time. Yeah. but there's coming a day that I must say goodbye to you down here in Farwell just for a little while. Oh, but I'm going to a land, my friend, that flows with milk and honey, pray, Brother Fred. To a land where a man called Jesus is, and he's been there for a while, Brother Junior. Oh, how you get to go by his mercies, by, listen, my friends, through the blood, that's how we're going to get to go. Oh, in this land, no troubles up there, boys. No trials and no tribulation. Just going to be joy, joy, Brother John, forever and forever. Brother Greg, God bless your heart. I love you so much at the side. When I met you, brothers, I said, boys, I believe that those is a good bunch of preachers. Brother Doc, and when they was down at my church on a Saturday night, I said, man, them boys likes to kid. They like to joke. They're happy with their salvation. Boy, I just drawed right real close to you. Bless the Lord. Yeah, but today, my friend, listen, bless the Lord. Don't let me stand too long, brother. Listen. Hey, this God that I serve today, he's a true and a living God. My friends, he answers prayers. Listen to midnight hour when you ain't got nobody to talk to. Listen, God, he's there when your children is out and they're in trouble and you want to talk to somebody. Jesus is there today. Listen, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be found with you always, even until the end of the world, Brother Junior. My friends, today, listen, in the Bible, and they made a decree one time, a king did. Now listen, that you better not worship nobody except for the God that I tell you to worship. Listen, bless the Lord. And I believe, brethren, we're getting close again to being that way. Listen, friends, today. But my God, he got all of it under control. Don't never doubt what God can do. If God can save a sinner like me, he can do anything, Brother Trey. Listen, my friends, today, my God can't lie. No. And like Brother Terry said a while ago, he's not slack concerning his promises either. God, I believe, he's got a set time and a set place when he's going to declare that time will be no more. I believe, according to the way I read the scriptures, that God is going to turn to his son and say, I've heard their cry. That's enough. I've heard them. I've seen them weep. Listen, they've got something down here. The Bible says that this little old church, she's all dressed up. I believe she's ready to go. Yeah, she's got on a long white robe, boy. Praise the Lord. Oh, I believe one of the writers old said he's seen a new city coming down. I listen from God out of heaven, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Bless the Lord. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Bless the Lord. There's too much sin here upon God's footstool today. That's the reason, I believe, the reason that God will never set foot on earth. Listen, he said, when I come back, I'm going to meet you midway in the eye, brother. Is that what it says, Brother Greg?
Called up.
Yes, sir.
Going to be called up.
Everly be with the Lord.
He ain't going to set his foot here.
Amen.
He don't need to.
Those that die in the Lord, they going to meet him first.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we're that alive, we're not going
prevent them.
We're not going to prevent them that's asleep.
Yeah.
But they're going to come forth first and going to meet God midway in the air.
Yeah.
Amen.
And those of us that remain as God, if we're blessed to be here,
we'll be changed.
The Bible says that we're going to be changed in a moment.
Yeah.
In a twinkling of an eye.
This man a dying fall.
To be caught up with the Lord. To everly be with the Lord. To everly be with the Lord. Well, that's what I'm looking for. In this world, we're going to have trouble. But what did Jesus say? He said, I've overcome the world. Hey, in Jesus, if you want peace today, he's got the very thing that you need, ain't you, Brother Fred? Yeah, and how do you get it? Just like one of the brothers said a while ago. You don't have to be on these knees. The knees of your heart. The Bible says in the day that you give me your whole heart, I'll be found with you. Bless the Lord. You can come in this church house, you're a sinner, and you can leave a saint of God. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that you can go home from church and lay down on your couch, flat on your back, and crying unto the Lord, and salvation will come. 1974, the third Sunday evening, I went to Barber Ranch Church, and boy, I guess I was just about ready to give up.
Yeah.
But I cried mightily unto the Lord.
And what happened? He heard that cry, didn't he?
And the Lord, he heard my cry. He picked my feet up out of the miry clay that I was in. He said, I'm upon a solid rock, he established my goal. He put a new song in my mouth. And I, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm not my own keeper now, but I'm kept by the power of God. Boys, if you kept by the power of God, you're in good shape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're in good shape. We have got the answer what our nation needs,
yes, sir.
But they've turned a deaf ear.
They sure have, brother.
They're afraid to use his name.
What our nation needs is a good dose of old-time salvation.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But they've got to where just anything will do. Well, it's not according to the Word of God. Not according to the Word of God, anything won't do. Only Jesus Christ will do.
That's
right. Boys, they think they ain't going to hell. They think they're going to get to heaven on what they're doing.
They're wasting their time.
They're badly fooled, Brother Junior. They're badly fooled.
Great to be the fall of them.
Doc, you seem to be a pretty knowledgeable person.
You see the outside, honey.
Yeah, that's true. I just look on the outside. That's all I can do. I don't know what happened on the inside. But I believe there's something happened to you that I didn't see a few years ago. I believe you got in touch with the same God that we got in touch with. Bless the Lord. He was in bed. Yay, salvation will come to you wherever that you fall down upon your bending knees of your heart and crying to the Lord. Bless the Lord. I feel good, Brother Terry, here at the Little Jewel Church. Yeah, I'm glad that my wife got me up this morning and helped me get ready to come this way.
Thank God.
Boys, you got to start before you ever get there. If I'd have never started to become a Christian, I would have never got there. It might have took me a little longer sometime back then, Brother Fred. Than it would have if I'd have known a little bit more. But God got the work done anyway. Praise the Lord. God got the work done. It didn't take God but just like that.
That's right.
But it took me a little while to get myself in shape that the Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
It's hard. Because I like me.
God is a merciful God. Our nation was founded upon Christianity.
Yes, it was.
But she's gone away from her, Brother Fred.
Yes, it is.
A long ways.
Yeah.
And I believe the further that you go down the road, the longer it takes you to get back. And I look at our nation and I see that we're headed for destruction. Because the Bible says that every nation that leaveth God shall perish. That's what God says. We know that the end of time is closer today than it was yesterday. And I believe in my heart that God is going to turn before too long and say, Gabriel,
help him, Lord.
You go down there and you put one foot upon the land and one upon the sea. And you declare that time will be over. Well, the trump of God is going to sound, the dead and the Lord is going to come out of those graves. And they're going to take a flight right into heaven. Brother Greg, I'm going to believe I'll be right on that cloud with you.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I came here today. My wife said last night, I said, I'd like to go hear Brother Terry preach. I said, well, come on, let's go. I can't make the trip.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that shouldn't even be in her vocabulary. Yeah, she does. And she sits there for 12 hours and don't help me a bit. For some reason, Brother Terry has hit something other that makes her love him. Just like you brothers, Sherry, you all have really, you've really hit something that makes me love you.
We love you, Brother.
I know that we're not supposed to have respect to a person, but you make the difference. You make the difference. And I love you, and I love all of you. I want you to know that. Most of all, I want to go to heaven with you when this life is over. So I've done the best that I could do.
No,
preaching's
over. Now it's
open
door.
Well, I knew when he said me and Virgil that y'all get to go home early today, more likely earlier than usual. We don't stand long. I believe it was Paul said, I'd rather speak 5 words in the Spirit of the Lord than 10,000 in an unknown tongue. I believe the Holy Spirit of God has been right here today. I believe that I got in touch. This week I've been so low in the valley, Brother Junior. I don't know how you brothers get along.
We get that way, Brother.
I like to live there.
When you go to the funeral home and it just takes something out of you.
Yeah,
you know? And it seems like every week that we're at the funeral home, sometimes two and three times. But there's coming a day that we'll not be tired anymore.
No funeral home.
I was sitting thinking today. I remember when they had to go in here and they had to put the springs in, I call them.
Yeah,
and then Brother Terry, I won't tell this for the glory of God. I just a little over three years ago, I was cutting a tree and it fell. It ended up falling on me and breaking my leg. And now I've got metal in my leg and springs in my veins. But that's all right. Those are going to be left in the ground.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yes, indeed. You're going to get a new body.
Yeah.
God has promised me
a brand new
body. God has promised me a body like in Jesus' most glorified body. Bless the Lord. One that won't be in pain no more, Brother Fred. Yeah, God has promised me that he'll be there when I get ready to cross over the river of Jordan.
He's
going to be there on this side, and he's going to take me across to the other side.
He's going with you all over.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going to leave us.
You know, you've heard some of the preachers say, well, I dread getting down to the river. I don't want to die.
No.
You know, I want to stay with my family just as long as I can. But I want the Lord to go with me when I go down, Brother Fred. And I believe he's going to be right there. That's how much that I believe in my God, that he's going to be right there.
Absolutely.
Boys, I'm like Brother Terry. Don't take away or don't add to what's in this book here. For if you do,
your name be taken out of the Lamb.
Now, the brothers has got them a song, I hope. If you have been praying to God on account of your sins and you'd like to join the church, let me tell you, it's a good way to go. It's a good way to go. You know, I grew up as a Presbyterian, and there ain't nothing wrong with the Presbyterian church, but it didn't have what I wanted.
Amen.
And when I got forgiveness of my sins, I asked God where that I needed to go to. And you know what? He led me right to the Mount Olivet Church at Blackie, Kentucky, where I.D. Back was moderator at that time. And I've been there ever since, Brother Doc. I never went there to cause nobody no trouble. I just wanted a place to go and worship.
Amen.
My membership is still right there. So as the brethren saying, if you want to join this church or some other church that we're in correspondence with, the church doors are standing wide open.